The following is a paid program for the KLIV Tasting Room with Joseph George Fine Wines. Views expressed in this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers.
Hi, this is Bert George from Joseph George Wines in San Jose, and you're listening to 1590 KLIV. This is a segment called The Tasting Room. Today, we're going to have a very special guest. His name is Sam Lando. Sam is from Sonoma County, and he's going to talk about his family. He's going to talk about the fires, of course, and wines and how they're affected by these fires. I come from a third-generation wine company here in San Jose. My grandfather started in 1940 with liquor, wine, and beer distribution. Now, fast forward to this generation, 77 years later, and I've been in the wine business all my life. We are vintners. We have a little vineyard up in Yountville, which is in Napa Valley. We have a retail wine shop, which is in San Jose, and we'd actually like to offer listeners 15.9% off for this special. Just come in and mention KLIV, and we'll give you the 15.9% off. We want to see you. We want to show you around. What we do is we, at Joseph George, we bring really fine wines down to earth. We are really easy to deal with. I have Ruben in the shop and Mary in the shop, and of course, see me, Bert George, in the shop, and we'll just take really good care of you. So we're also going to talk about a fundraiser we had on Monday night. And it was absolute magic. So we had Sam Lando, who will be coming up in our first and second segments. But Sam and his family came to the Joseph George Wine Shop on Monday to celebrate and to get together as the South Bay community wanted to give back to the fire victims. So we had a fundraiser. Randy Hahn from the San Jose Sharks was there. A couple of the Sharks players were there, and I'd really like to thank Joe Pavelski and Brent Burns for taking their evening that night and helping us raise, well, it looks like we're going to be well over $100,000. And it sounds like a lot of money, but when you hear what Sam has to say about the homes lost in Napa and Sonoma and all the devastation, it's a drop in the bucket. But what we're going to do is we're going to act as a safety net. We have a foundation that was named after my daughter. Her name is Britt George. And what we're going to do is we're going to collect money, act like a safety net. After the Red Cross, after everybody has gone through, insurance companies, what is left? Who got left out? And that's what we want to do, is we want to focus that money on people that really either weren't insured, were underinsured, or just aren't insurable. And those are the folks we really want to help. So, again, coming up, we've got Sam Lando in our next segment.
Whether you're a new wine buyer or a seasoned aficionado, choosing the right wine for an occasion can be difficult. Light, heavy, red, white, Chardonnay, Cabernet, it can be overwhelming. But not at Joseph George. Everyone in the shop treats you as part of the family, walking through selections with you to make sure the wine you have for your event, a romantic dinner, or just wanting to learn more is the right choice. Come to Joseph George, 1559 Meridian Avenue in San Jose. Mention KLIV and get 15.9% off your purchase.
Hi, this is Bert George again on 1590 KLIV. You're listening to The Tasting Room. I've got a special guest today. This is Sam Lando of Lando Wines. He is from Windsor, California. And like everybody up there, he has been affected by the fires. So, Sam, welcome to the program. And I want to go ahead and just let you talk a little bit about, first of all, your business, and then let's get into how this has affected you, not only about with the wine business, but with you personally, the in-laws, and family and friends. So go ahead, Sam, just tell us your story.
You bet, Bert. Thanks again for having us this morning. I'm Sam Lando. I've been in the wine industry for about 25 years now. Been working with Pinot Noir wine brands for many years and started my own wine business, Lando Wine, focusing solely on Pinot Noir with the 2012 vintage. And like most entrepreneurs, it has not been a straight line, if you will. Yeah. We've certainly had our ups and downs and,
yep,
you know, hair-raising experiences, but man, it has been exhilarating, and we're fortunate to have the experience where we can't produce wine fast enough. We only sell our Pinot Noirs twice a year, And actually, Joseph George is the only retailer in Northern California that gets a little splash of our wines when we release it. Other than that, 85% of everything we produce goes to our mailing list of friends. So that said, kind of moving forward where we are today with these recent firestorms, it was and has been just a hellacious experience. Fortunately for us, we moved our production this harvest, this vintage, to a new winemaking facility. We just moved in there. We were able to move in 30 hours before harvest started. And thankfully, the fires did not take our 2017 vintage that we just vinified. But unfortunately, we don't own our own winery. We rent space to use their equipment and store our barrels at another winery, which was known as Paradise Ridge. And unfortunately, on the Monday, October 9th, we found late in the afternoon that the lovely Tubbs fire took out the entire winery and our entire 2016 vintage.
So that was the pictures we saw of Paradise Ridge. That was rolled over and over on every television station that we saw down here. That was the one that was completely wiped out.
Exactly. And ironically, you know, they have beautiful grounds and, you know, picturesque artwork everywhere. And one of these surviving art pieces was this huge two-story stainless steel fixture of the word love. Which has kind of been, you know, emboldened and emblazoned in everybody's minds here in Sonoma County. Because, I mean, this for everybody that's listening, I mean, everybody saw the media and has seen some television. It just doesn't do it justice, the amount of devastation that we've seen here. I mean, I think as of this morning, it's been over 5,200 residential homes that have been wiped off the map. And that's in Sonoma County. And don't get me wrong, it pains me that, you know, one home is too much. But Napa Valley had 200 or 320 smart homes. We in Sonoma County have had over 20,000 people displaced. And we were already in a super tight real estate market up here. So it's the folks that have been, you know, those that have insurance, there are no direct answers. There are no, people are trying to figure out what is what, dealing with their insurance companies, and there are no tried and true answers right now, and everybody has a different set of circumstances and processes. And then you have those people who are underinsured or uninsured, the undocumented immigrants and citizens who are the backbone of our hospitality industry. A lot of those folks are sleeping in the streets right now, and it is tragic. It is numbing. So, you know, on the spirit of good humanity, my in-laws, they lost their home. We've been helping them dig through ashes. We've had 42 other friends lose everything. And there is no socioeconomic indicator with where the fire went. It just took everything.
Oh, my gosh.
And it has been, the emotional bucket has been overflowing with trying to help everybody else out. And you know, yes, we lost our vintage. We're pulling together. I'm cashing in some good karma. I mean, we have 18 of my very dear, super high-end Pinot Noir colleagues have allowed me to purchase a barrel of Russian River and a barrel of Sonoma Coast to create some really special blends. So at least we have some wine to offer our thirsty patrons, some Pinot Noir next vintage. And it's going to be our Lando Wines label, but they're going to be designated as the Phoenix blends.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let me cut you off a second here, Sam. So we're talking to Sam Lando from Lando Wines. He's a resident of Windsor, California. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Fantastic. And then you actually, your in-laws lost their home, and they actually stayed with you, I understand.
Oh, golly, did they ever. don't get me wrong, I love my in-laws dearly, but, you know, family is like fresh fish. It should only be in the house for about 3 days. And I mean that with all sincerity and kindness. We had them living with us for 24 days. And I'll tell you, my mother-in-law, she can live with us till the day she dies. My father-in-law is a very particular, he is an interesting cat. And it was a challenging, you know, the kids' schedules got disrupted. You know, and again, mentioning those 4,200 homes that were completely wiped off the map, everything in Sonoma County has changed. The one thing I want, you know, the listeners to know is that we are open for business here. Yes, there is devastation. There are areas that look like it's a scene from World War II, where as far as the eye can see, all you see are chimneys. But everybody is working. Wineries are open. Hospitality is open. There are still incredibly beautiful places to see. We still have, even though we lost two very prominent hotels in Sonoma County, the Hilton Hotel and Equus in Santa Rosa, we still have beautiful hotels, restaurants. I mean, the heroes in the restaurant industry that have been feeding tens and 20, 30 thousands of meals between the firefighters, they are thirsting for business. We're putting together another benefit on December 3rd called Rise Up Sonoma. The website is riseupsonoma.org. And these chefs have, I mean, some of them, Valette in Healdsburg, he's already done 10,000 plus meals from the time this thing started, feeding firefighters, first responders, folks that have been displaced in shelters. But the one message that I want to get out there is that we are still thriving. While there has been this damage and destruction, the resilience and passion, the humanity of Sonoma County is thriving. And despite all the divisive and decisive politics that have been going on, there's a lot of love in this county, and there is a lot of passion
to hear
for people
that.
to support each other. And, you know, the human kindness is very alive and very well. And I highly encourage everybody to get up here and do some wine tasting. Come enjoy our restaurant.
I love
it. And spend some time in Sonoma County.
Well, Sam, thank you so much. If you could stick around, I'd like to bring you into the second segment also, because this
is,
I want to talk about the wines and how the wines were affected and how vineyards are affected in the future. So can you hang on a bit?
You bet, Bert.
Fantastic. Let's get right back to you.
You got it.
Whether you're a new wine buyer or a seasoned aficionado, choosing the right wine for an occasion can be difficult. Light, heavy, red, white, Chardonnay, Cabernet, it can be overwhelming. But not at Joseph George. Everyone in the shop treats you as part of the family, walking through selections with you to make sure the wine you have for your event, a romantic dinner, or just wanting to learn more is the right choice. Come to Joseph George, 1559 Meridian Avenue in San Jose. Mention KLIV and get 15.9% off your purchase.
Hi, you're listening to Bert George here. We're here at the Tasting Room on 1590 KLIV, and I've got a very special guest, Sam Lando from Lando Wines up in Sonoma County. So, Sam, welcome back to our second segment here. And I just want to thank you and have everybody hear this. What you and your family did for us on Monday night was absolutely amazing. For those who don't know, we had a fundraiser at our wine shop on Meridian here in San Jose, and Sam took 3 hours to drive down from Santa Rosa to be at our shop. We had about 100 people there show up. Randy Hahn was our auctioneer that night from the San Jose Sharks. We had Le Papillon doing the food, Frost Cupcakes. They did a wonderful job. And everybody was very happy that night. And we raised, it's going to be over $100,000 for the fire victims. It was amazing. But Sam, your words were just so wonderful and so touching. And I know you got choked up in the middle of that. It was very poignant. And one of the things that really stuck out in my mind is when you had your beautiful children with you. And just tell us a little bit about both your kids quickly and the question that you asked them about their school kids and how many people in each of their classes were affected.
Absolutely. So, my son is just had his 12th birthday yesterday, so he's in sixth grade. And my daughter Emma is almost 10, so she's in fourth grade. And they go to a little school here in North Santa Rosa called Sonoma Country Day. And, as I mentioned earlier in the first part, I mean, this event, these 5,200 homes being wiped off the map, has permanently changed not only traffic patterns, how people behave and act and drive. Everything is disrupted. If you have been in Sonoma County, it's functioning differently than it has. But the kids going through this week, I mean, they were out of one thing that not a lot of people really understand is this was not one fire. It was five fires that we had in Sonoma County. So it was, analogous to playing ping pong in hell. I mean, we got evacuated. My brother-in-law and their family got evacuated 2 days later. So we were back and forth between different areas. And Windsor and Geyserville, and the kids the entire time, we were all trying to be very cognizant of the feelings and emotions. I mean, when you actually get evacuated from your home, I had to tell Henry and Emma on that Monday afternoon when we were getting evacuated, okay, you pack like we're going on a three-day trip and take two things that you cannot live without, and you've suddenly realized how important we are as a family. Not the material items. See, this is getting me choked up right now.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It was just very galvanizing as a family where, you know, big group hug, let's grab photo albums and passports and birth certificates and basic essential stuff in case we don't come back home, and let's go. As long as we have each other, we're great. Let's go. And, you know, for them to experience that, the back and forth all throughout the week, but then really, it really setting home, not only having the in-laws live with us, because that changed all the dynamics in the home for 24 days, but also going back to school. And, you know, they have uniforms that they wear at the school. And the school called everyone and said, listen, for the first couple of days, we can't wear uniforms because we, just at the school, they had 37 families lose everything. They're a part of that large 5,000 number. So kids starting their first day of school, I mean, it was an absolute cry fest with all the families just coming to have that semblance of coming together as a community, just among our school folks. But there were plenty of their kids that just they didn't have the basic essentials. So my son Henry said, well, gosh, I know that at least these five kids lost their homes. I've got to donate some of my Nerf guns to the boys here and make sure they have like a fun toy. And my daughter Emma, I mean, they each had six different families in their classes of good friends that lost everything. So they were, you know, the first day, my daughter Emma loads up five other dollies for her girlfriend just to make sure. I mean, it was just gut-wrenching.
That is amazing. Again, we're talking with Sam Lando of Lando Wines. I'm Bert George here on 1590 KLIV. So let's go to the wine part of it again. It seems so insignificant, you know, when you're talking about loss of life and homes. But let's get back to the wine. What does this all mean? I know you've lost your 2016 vintage, and a lot of people did.
Exactly.
What did it mean for people that had wine fermenting and they lost power? What does it mean, smoke taint in the vineyard, smoke taint in the winery? Go ahead, Sam. Just you've got about 3 minutes to talk about that.
You know, there are some of the wineries that lost power. I mean, when you are doing fermentations, there are very crucial steps along that process. There were issues where when there were active fermentations going, it's a transference of energy. So it's a thermal exchange. And if those fermentations get too hot, you kill off the yeast and you have what's called a stuck fermentation. So if you're not able to manage that, if you are locked out and can't get to your winery for 10 days, which was the case in some places in Sonoma County and Napa, that wine spoils. It dies. I mean, if you can't tend to those matters, you lose it.
And so wineries were out of power for how long?
Oh, at least 10 days or so. So
wow.
I'm not sure. There hasn't really been a true indicator yet as how many people were affected just on that manner. But then also, you know, some folks that were able to get generators and still had access, there were large amounts of smoke in commingling with those fermentations. Now, smoke has a really nasty way. I mean, I'm sure many of us know a smoker, a friend of a friend or something. It lingers on clothing. Well, guess what? It lingers on the phenols and the other aspects of tannins with grapes. So it's one thing where it could commingle with juice and cause an issue. Fortunately, most folks did not have grapes still lingering on the vines. But if they did, and we've experienced this here in Sonoma County, where one of the other wine brands that I worked for, Costa Brown, for many years, there were large fires in Anderson Valley that eventually blew down to Sonoma County in, I think this was in 2008, that really affected a vineyard that we worked with. And man, I'll tell you, you bring in grapes that have been around smoke, it smells like a dirty ashtray.
Oh, jeez.
It's really, so we have yet to hear how many people have really been affected on that end. I can say, you know, aside from us losing the vintage that we had in barrel, you know, that was rotten. The good thing is we had everything fermented and put away in barrel, and the winery doors were closed here and there was no effect on our 2017s. Thank goodness.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
But it's really it's going to be interesting to see how many people actually have some significant effects from this, and whether that's in Napa Valley, whether that's in Sonoma County. Again, there is no the smoke and the fire had very little pointed direction. It kind of did its thing and it went everywhere.
Well, this has been fantastic, Sam. I so appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to do this for us. And I wish we had another hour because I could listen to this. We didn't get into the vineyards and everything else. But Sam Lando from Lando Wines, thank you so much, Sam.
Absolutely, Bert. My pleasure. And I hope you guys have a wonderful
holiday.
Have
a great day. And thanks for helping us Monday night. That was an amazing, beautiful evening.
Absolutely our pleasure, my friend.
We'll talk soon.
You bet, Bert.
Bye.
Whether you're a new wine buyer or a seasoned aficionado, choosing the right wine for an occasion can be difficult. Light, heavy, red, white, Chardonnay, Cabernet, it can be overwhelming. But not at Joseph George. Everyone in the shop treats you as part of the family, walking through selections with you to make sure the wine you have for your event, a romantic dinner, or just wanting to learn more is the right choice. Come to Joseph George, 1559 Meridian Avenue in San Jose. Mention KLIV and get 15.9% off your purchase.
And thanks again. This is Bert George from Joseph George Wines. You're listening to 1590 KLIV, The Tasting Room. It's really our show about Wine 101. And today I'll be talking about the holiday wines. Obviously, we have a big holiday coming up. And Cabernet Sauvignon is really the king of reds, and I'd like to kind of go over just a little bit about what you're looking for in Cabernet. So Cabernet can go from really dark, deep, sweeter, over the top, and it can also be a little subtle. And so I think with holiday wines, holiday foods, I should say, you don't want to overpower the turkey. You don't want to overpower the foods that you're having. So you need kind of a well-balanced cab. So instead of naming a lot of brands, I would like you to come in to see us at Joseph George. We're at 1559 Meridian here in San Jose. And come on in. We're giving 15.9% off for any KLIV listener. Just mention the show. Mention you heard this on KLIV, and we'll give you the discount. It's kind of fun. And then we'll guide you to some holiday wines. So Cabernet Sauvignon, let's get into that a little bit. So on one end of the scale is these really the anti-Cabernet drinkers Cabernet. Some of these wines are just getting too big and too sweet. Others, in the past, have been really too dry, too big. You had to lay them down. There has to be a good medium in there somewhere. So come on in. We'll show you the wines that are balanced and that will be just perfect with your meal. So I would like to thank everybody that listened today, but I'd like to go back and thank Sam Lando, who gave his time today and gave the stories of what has really happened in the wine country. And I really want to thank him and his family for coming down to do our wonderful charity event that we did Monday night in the shop. We had Randy Hahn from the Sharks, Joe Pavelski, and Brent Burns. We raised over $100,000. It is going to absolutely go to the right people, the people that were uninsured, underinsured. Cannot wait to help those folks. We've got the money now, and we're just ready to go. So thank you again for listening to The Tasting Room. This has been Bert George from Joseph George Wines in San Jose. Come on down for our Thanksgiving sale. And also, anybody that mentions KLIV will get 15.9% off. Thanks again.
The preceding has been a paid program for the KLIV Tasting Room with Joseph George Fine Wines. Views expressed in the program are those of the host and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.